On behalf of World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, or WIPO, it is my great pleasure to welcome all of you to WIPO Roving Seminars. Here that it says that the WIPO services and initiatives. This is the second leg of roving seminars in this country, beautiful country, New Zealand. We organized the first one in Auckland and here Wellington. I'm very pleased to be here and back today after an interval of 2 years. My colleagues, the Ingrid kindly introduced us, all of us have expertise in each field of WIPO global systems and services, so we would like to bring you to update about WIPO services. The purpose of this roving seminar are threefold. Number one, if you are not familiar with WIPO global protection systems and services, we would like to give you an overview of selected services and global protection systems. Today, it is necessary to protect intellectual property not only at home but also overseas. If you seek global solutions, WIPO's global protection systems are the answer. So we would like to give you an overview of those the systems. Number two, if you have already started to use WIPO's global systems and services, we would like to bring you an update of those services. Since we met 2 years ago, there are a number of things happened. We introduced some changes, improvements, and some modifications to global protection systems. We even introduced new services. So I would like to bring you update to those new services. Some of them are just 1 month old, so you may appreciate the brand new services that I'm going to explain. Thirdly, we would like to reach out to users and customers of WIPO services. We really appreciate your feedback and suggestions and even complaints. Those feedbacks should be able to improve our services and global protection systems. So we would like to have the very candid the opinions from you in a question and answer session towards the end of the seminar. This is a very short, 4 hours seminar, so we are not going to train you on how to use each service or system, but we will give you the flavor and we will indicate to you where you can locate further information or with whom you can contact. So this is the purpose of this roving seminar. New Zealand is not a big country. Actually, this is a fact, a small country, and located here, far from other large markets. You have the trading partners, like China. This is the biggest trading partner, which replaced the position of a previous number one, United States, a few years ago. China is followed by United States and European Union countries, Australia and Japan, in a descending order of amount of trade that New Zealand business has. Apart from Australia, all of those major trading partners are far away from New Zealand. So it's really a handicap for New Zealand to do the business. But it was in the past the really handicap, the distance doesn't really matter in this century because of internet or communications or a very efficient the arrangement of the trade and public transport and that. So what doesn't matter that is distance. Distance has been already killed or mitigated. What does matter is value of products and services that business in New Zealand are trying to sell to the global market. Because there are a number of similar products and services. If you go on cyberspace, you can't find easily what are the products and services coming from New Zealand. So those products and services from New Zealand should shine and should attract the attention of consumers all over the world. How are you going to do that? Make your products and services different and particularly distinguishable from other competitors' products and services. And here comes the value of intellectual property, because those elements which can make your products and services different from other products are often related to intellectual property. So it is important to make sure the protection of your intellectual property here in New Zealand. However, it is not enough to protect your assets here in New Zealand. You have to make sure also the protection of your assets in other countries, particularly if you target certain countries. So this is the rule and also ecosystem that you have to play your game. Luckily, I'm pleased to say that the IPONS and WIPO have been working very closely to make services of intellectual property systems better. And we are working very hard. So with the basis of strong protection of intellectual property here in New Zealand, you can adopt global approach and to seek further protection of your intellectual property in other countries. So it doesn't really matter whether you can choose a local approach or global approach. Now in this century, you have to combine those two approaches, local and global. So it's global approach, we call it. And this has been coined by somebody 10 years ago. Now it's the realistic to approach this way. And national protection of intellectual property and global protection of intellectual property are now meshed and intertwined and integrated. The seamless approach, national and global protection of intellectual property, has been made sure by the collaboration between IPONS and the WIPO. You will hear more from our presenters that are in this roving seminar. I wish you all the best and great success in this roving seminar, and particularly interactive session in question and answer session. Thank you very much for your attention.